You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So first up, we have Jade with her piece.
All right. So earlier this week, we saw protests in India of recent New Zealand postgraduates who are wondering why they've been left out of border exemptions and have been unable to return back home for months. So I decided to do two interviews this morning on related issues and started by talking to Auckland Uni international student Varsha Ravi, who is currently stuck in New Zealand, unable to go home over the break.
Kia ora to everybody listening. My name is Varsha Ravi and I am an international student from Botswana and I'm studying a conjoint in law and global studies. So I'm currently in my third year.
Amazing. So you're currently an international student, obviously, but you're stuck in New Zealand for kind of the unforeseen future due to COVID-19 border restrictions not allowing you back in the country if you were to leave. So has this personally affected you and your personal plans for the future?
I have to be honest, Jade. I do think you know, along with many other international students, I probably did hope to be able to go home over summer. It would have been nice to go and see the whānau and, you know, see the family and just sort of, take a break from what this year has been. Unfortunately, it is not the case, and the borders will remain closed. Has it affected me personally? I don't necessarily, apart from the, you know, pastoral aspect of it and being far away from home, and maybe the monetary strain it's probably put on all the international students, I don't think it's necessarily affected me that much. I think my friends have really stepped up. The Auckland University is genuinely trying, not to our satisfaction, but they are. And living on campus has its perks because I do see the trying. I'm just sort of moving along as we can get, whatever the wave is right now. We're just trying to ride it and see where it goes. But yeah, not too perturbed about not being able to go back home over summer. But definitely there are a couple of like restraints, but you know, we keep moving. It is what it is.
Yeah, have you felt supported by the university? How have they been helping so far? Do you think there are maybe other measures they could be taking to help relieve international students unable to return home?
I think currently the university is doing the most they can. I believe a lot of university accommodation for summer has been occupied by international students and they've tried their best to sort of just give them accommodation at a lower rate than usual. Not that much of a difference, but it is a decrease in the usual fee. They have tried to secure close to 200, I believe, micro internships over summer for international students. And although these are not exactly the sort of options that we were expecting them to give us, you know, we were expecting them to not increase the 3.7 tuition fee next year, but that's still going ahead. But they're trying to sort of just keep us engaged over summer and not feel the sort of displacement of being unable to go home, but, you know, unable to fully thrive on our own here either. Yeah, so they're doing what they can. I think being on campus, I see a lot more of it than international students off campus. But there is a lot more they can do in terms of lending out the extra hand.
That's great. Do you think if borders don't open soon, would you consider going back to visit family and risk potentially having to study abroad online?
100% not. I think the advantages of being an onshore student right now versus an offshore student is that you know your $40,000 to $60,000 is not fully going down the drain. You know, the satisfaction of still being in New Zealand, getting the perks of living here, you know, just being able to sort of interact with at least campus privilege every now and then. Those all do make a huge difference and sort of just keep me sane for being here. So yeah, I don't think I don't think I'd risk going back home, because right now the problem for many international students is not going back home. Everybody can go back home, you know, whatever the quarantine restrictions are there on like are on their side, they'll have to deal with them, but like everybody does have the opportunity in a sense to go back home. maybe those who have had monetary constraints, maybe not. But the you know, the ability to go back home exists. It's the ability to come back at this point, right? So borders have been closed for us on this end. So if we leave, we will not be able to come back. And I don't think anybody onshore is willing to risk that at that moment when we can't foresee a future of not coming back and then having to do university online. I just don't think it's worth your money necessarily. And I don't think you're getting, you know, you're not getting the ability to fully interact with all of campus facilities. And I wouldn't leave for that. Yeah, I'd probably just pull through and stick it through.
All right, so that was Auckland Uni International student Varsha Ravi. And next I talked to immigration lawyer Katie Armstrong to get her thoughts on the New Zealand postgraduates stuck in India and elsewhere.
So I'm Katie Armstrong, I'm a licensed immigration advisor.
Awesome. So there are currently graduate students locked out of New Zealand wanting to come back into the country. What rights do they have under New Zealand's immigration law?
Currently, they don't have any right to come in through our border. So the border closure from the 19th of March excluded them, in effect.
So some students were allowed back in September, holding work to residence skills, not including post-study work visa holders. What differentiates these visas, and why has the government decided to exclude post-grads?
Well, so I need to slightly correct the record there, because the 250 students that are being let in are Masters and PhD students, which are being hand-selected to be allowed to come back in. So they're existing students on student visas who got stuck offshore. So, yeah, under certain very strict criteria, they're being allowed back in. So they're a completely different segment to the post-study work visa holders. I think the issue for the post-study work visa holders, and these are people who've studied in New Zealand as international students and then got what we call a post-study open work visa, is that I think the government has prioritised other people over and above them first. So it's most likely to do with a combination of health concerns, you know, controlling the border, but also labour market concerns, because these people hold open working rights, so they would be considered somewhat of a threat to the New Zealand labour market.
I see. So it has been reported that it seems very unlikely that post-study work visa holders will be allowed back in New Zealand anytime soon. Do you agree with this statement?
Yes, I do agree with that statement. There has been no will by the government to let them back in. You know, it hasn't been stated openly and transparently, and I think that's the issue really for me. They have not been told, look, sorry, you definitively cannot come back in. They've been left hanging and they've been left hoping, and many of them will have lives here. Some of them have been here for many years. Some of them have got family members who are in New Zealand and they've become separated from them. There's all sorts of issues. I think what's really been lacking in it is a transparency and fair communication with them around what the plan is and why. So that's why they feel very aggrieved. You know, they literally had the rugs pulled out from under them. They left, you know, in February or March just for a short trip home. Some of them were visiting family members, got stuck holding valid visas with their entire worldly possessions in New Zealand, you know, apartments rented, cars, whatever, you know, all their personal goods are still stuck here. And I think that is not okay.
Yeah, a lot of the protesters recently in India were claiming that there is discrimination between visa types. Do you think that this is the case?
Well, I think we have to be very careful with our language. What I would say is that the government has been picking off certain visa categories or segments of our migrant population to allow back in tranches. What's very frustrating as an immigration advisor is to see just how cruel and blunt the system has been, and no allowance has been made for people who've really got their lives here. It's just been a very brutal border closure, and these people have to go through what we call a humanitarian border request, where they, you know, so they have to pay more money to ask for a border entry, and then they're just declined with a sort of simple paragraph or two saying, sorry, you don't meet the standard. And the standard is just so high that it's almost impossible to meet.
I see. Yeah, so finally, do you think that there is anything that the New Zealand government could do to provide relief for these people who've clearly gone through the pandemic away from New Zealand, which is often their home base, and are potentially still paying for rent and have their family here as well?
Well, look, what the government's trying to do is they've gone down a particular pathway with COVID-19. It's an elimination strategy, and, you know, that's very different to the strategies in other countries, and they are sticking to that. And as a result, that's why we have to have this closed border. That's their rationale. So if you want to eliminate COVID-19 and therefore enjoy freedoms that go with that inside New Zealand, you have to have this wall up or a moat, you know, around you. And you can only safely, they would say, deal with that by either creating more space. There are many creative solutions to this, which apparently are not being looked at. You know, could you, for example, be making more use of military accommodation, as we did in the beginning when we evacuated people from Wuhan? We used a military base to accommodate them. Could you be like Taiwan, putting students into university accommodation? Could you be creating bubbles, which is what they seem to want to do but haven't been able to do yet, so that you can release more space out of managed isolation? But one of the biggest issues also has been that even with the managed isolation we have, there have been empty beds, and there's a lot of hype that it's full, you know, over the Christmas period. But even as of today, there are empty beds. There have been consistently empty beds, and the taxpayer pays for those beds, and yet they're not being used. I do believe a far greater number of our people who are really suffering because they were committed to New Zealand, contributing to New Zealand, had their lives in New Zealand, could have been safely returned to New Zealand in the last 7 months, but have not been.
That was immigration lawyer Katie Armstrong, and earlier I talked to international student Varsha Ravi.
Sweet, thanks for that, Jade.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.